Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Garth Gaffney, who's the technical director at Centiva. How are you doing this morning, Garth?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us and talking to our listeners. For those of you who may not be familiar with Centiva, Centiva is a vinyl flooring manufacturer based in Florence, Alabama, and started from the old Robbins Flooring Company. How long has it been in operation under this name? Do you know?
It's been 12 and a half years.
12 and a half years. Okay, great. And I know you focus primarily on the commercial market.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we want to talk to you today, Garth, is because I know you're fairly new there. I think you came to Centiva, I think, in about March of this year, and actually came from the auto industry, didn't you?
That's correct. I actually arrived here January 28th and started working for Thomas Trissel, the owner, with what we'll call three major directives. One is to look at the operations to see how we could streamline it. I have a black belt and Kaizen and Six Sigma, so helping streamline has been one of the things that I did in the automotive industry. The second part was to make sure we were environmentally sound and heading in the right direction as far as the environment, to be good stewards of the neighborhood. And from a life cycle standpoint, to complete the life cycle of vinyl. Everybody that you talk to has mixed emotions sometimes on vinyl. Sometimes they like it, sometimes they don't. And, we're here to say that there's nothing wrong with it, that some of the bad materials that was put in, 20 years ago has long gone. And I think that was, in fact, in the late 80s is when it finally, the last of the bad chemicals went out.
That's right. So, for a long time, vinyl is a bad word when you're talking about environmental initiatives, and yet that's changed, hasn't it?
It certainly has. There was some products that was put in before. Vinyl by itself is a derivative of oil and salt, and you put those under pressure and boil them, and out comes a yellowish fluid that turns crystal, and it's a very, very hard material. It's dense, and then what you do is you add what they call plasticizers and stabilizers to the product to actually get it to soften back up. And at one time, those products were pretty aggressive, and they had cadmium and thiolates and some stuff like that in it that were pretty aggressive, and over time, they would want to break down and come back out of the material. So from an environmental standpoint, they weren't good material as far as doing what it was supposed to do for the consumer, but had some bad side effects in the end. So those things have changed. Those materials went out voluntarily, in fact, before the EPA put any controls on it. And since then, vinyl now is a pretty good product. The blood bags in hospitals are made out of that. A lot of the sanitary things that you see in the restrooms to sit on and things like that are all made out of vinyl. So very, very usable material at this point.
And from a recyclability, if you take, Bill McDonough's term or whoever coined the term cradle to cradle, for taking a vinyl product that served its original life cycle and turning it back into that product again is actually fairly easily done, isn't it?
That's correct. Vinyl is one of the more friendly plastics, if you will. It will absorb what we'll call foreign materials fairly well as long as you keep the mix pretty decent. In the old industry, it was in the 5 or 8%, but it's as high as 50% now as long as it's not too foreign a material. Vinyl will absorb it, kind of encapsulate it, if you will, and flow along. So you see a lot of people today putting fillers in the product from a life cycle standpoint. You talked about cradle to grave.
Yeah.
There's really three issues on what we'll call sustainability. First of all, step one, you have to make sure the raw materials itself are of good quality and are intended for the purpose you're trying to accomplish. Number two is to make that material, you need to make sure that you're using the least amount of carbon, and in today's terminology for carbon earth, that means natural gas, to oils, whatever your electrical needs are, those have to be reduced. And then the last point is what we call, when the end consumer is done, that's recyclability. Not just during the process, but at the end, when the product's done. For us, when the floor is all done, take that back up and find a way to put that back into our material. And we've modified our materials here to a point that we now have 100% recyclability on all three product lines.
That's fantastic. I toured your place and actually met you in July.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was very impressed when I came to visit how much you guys were doing. You might want to just take us real quick through some of the things you've changed there in the last since you started in January.
Gosh, this is kind of a plant in motion, if you will. We've taken a very aggressive stance saying we don't want to be a Me Too company. We want to kind of be forefront leaders. So some of the stuff is out-of-the-box thinking. Other stuff is basically what you would do if you were going to, you know, go into your house and clean up. And that means just straighten up, organize, build some racks to store stuff, put a purpose to it, do some min-max inventory. But the real key items have been, say, a boiler system. We purchased a new boiler system, and the new boiler system is half the size of the old one. From a recovery standpoint, the old one was not a very efficient unit. The new one we bought is actually half the size, but it's got twice the recovery capacity. We're able to now, the old system ran somewhere in the 28 to 30 minute cycle per press time, and the new system now runs two presses at 20 minute cycles, and we still have reserve steam left over, so it's a really good benefit for us. And of course, we're reusing that same water in turns to steam. When the steam now cools back down, so it turns back into very hot water, but yet not steam, we can recover that. And of course, it takes a lot less energy to reboil that water into steam than it does to take cold water and try to bring it back up to speed.
So you fixed your energy system, your water, you've actually improved your water systems, and then also from a lighting standpoint, you've made some changes, haven't you?
Yeah. You know, one of the things that you want to do from a safety initiative, and that's the third part of what I was here for, to improve both. The quality has always been very, very good, but to kind of streamline that process to make it a point where everyone in the plant floor is affected. In order to do that, they need to be able to see well, they need to be able to get to their job site, they need to have clear instructions. So we've taken some of the old fiberglass panels out of the roof structure. We put new acrylic UV stable product in so that more daylight comes in. We've taken some of the old chromium lights out, if you will, and we've put new T8 lights in. The new T8 lights use a third of the energy, so it almost looks like our plant inside is like a stage lit up now compared to you know, the normal manufacturing where you go in and you're used to it being not dingy but darker and maybe not as appealing to the eye.
And brightness changes the attitude of the workers, right?
It's been absolutely amazing. We have people visit, as you know, probably customers, architects, different people specifying their floors come in. We probably tour once or twice a week. And the people that have been here last year versus the people that have been here now, this last year, I mean, versus the year before, have said, man, you've changed this entirely, when in fact all we've really done is change some strip lights in the plant in the main aisles and in the main work areas, and then changed out the overhead lighting to the acrylic panels rather than trying to come through the yellow fiberglass.
Well,
it's been amazing.
I believe you're being modest, because I know you've also changed, I think you've streamlined the process. You've actually moved some lines around so there's efficiency where one process stops and another one starts, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. One of the directives that Thomas asked me to do was you know, we need to be competitive, and being a manufacturer in the United States is very, very important to Thomas versus you can go to China, you can go to Korea, you can go to those places and buy it. In fact, some people do, but we prefer to think that we could make some pretty superior product here in the United States, and specifically here in Florence. We think the work ethic is good. We believe that the systems are good. One of his directives was, I want you to rearrange the plant and streamline it, but we're in a growth mode, so no one should lose their job over the changes. And, of course, in the automotive industry, that was always the resistance, is when you change something, you eliminate people. So it's been wonderful to be able to work with the line and assure them that they're not going to lose their job because the line is being more efficient, that we'll find another job for them. And, in fact, growth has happened pretty rapidly, and we've hired over 25 people in addition to all the lines that we've streamlined this year. So it's been a wonderful opportunity.
All right, Gar, that's great. So you've changed the formulation of the product. You've changed the efficiency and the whole processes at the plant. Tell us now a little bit about this Floor Score certification that you just received.
Well, you know, there's two major third-party accreditations that in either the LEEDS, the Green Building Council, or the EPA look at you. If you're going to work in a hospital environment, if your flooring is going to be specified for a hospital or for a government building, you need to be LEED certified, and LEED recognizes two different companies in the United States. One's called AQS, and the other one's called SCS. And SCS is out of California. They use Berkeley Analytical, which anyone that recognizes the scientific side realizes that you know, the CSI movies and things like that are done at the Berkeley Institute because they have such fine equipment. Well, we chose SCS because of that. And we've now certified all products at Centiva that are 4-score. So all of our flooring products have met that stringent criteria of not having any volatile emissions, meeting the fire flame resistance and those things. So we're really excited about that. It's quite an accomplishment to do that in about a year.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So you've certified your products that they do indeed, I guess, meet the claims.
Mm-hmm.
There's another thing, too, I think we should talk about. We're about out of time, but as far as recycled content and that whole process, aren't you in the early stages of setting up a system where there's like a 1-800 take-back program?
That's absolutely right. We're trying to set up a system and recognize that when a customer would specify our flooring product and be ready to put it down in their facility, we do a lot of commercial products. So you take a large mall that wants to renovate, they want to change the aesthetics of their mall, and they're wanting to re-specify their floor. We're trying to position ourselves so that we have a local area now covered about 500 square miles around Florence, where from a freight standpoint, we can easily pick that product up and bring it back to the recyclers. When it gets farther away, the logistics are a little more difficult, so we're trying to figure out a process and try to find some recyclers in specific areas around the United States that would be able to work in conjunction with us to get that accomplished. And what it boils down to is when a general contractor moves in to pull the floor up, we say, don't throw it in the landfill, don't throw it away. Put the 1-800 Centiva dumpster there. And what we will call a recycling container, and we will bring it back to the Florence facility. We will shred it, grind it, and put it back into our raw materials.
Well, that's fantastic. There's a lot going on at Centiva, and I appreciate you getting on the telephone with us this morning, Garth, and talking to us about it. In an interview I did with Thomas not too long ago, he said that he was inspired by some of the things that Ray Anderson was doing over at Interface. I believe he's put about as many processes in place at Centiva as you see at some of these other companies. So it's very impressive what you guys have been able to do. And so we've been talking to Garth Gaffney. He's technical director at Centiva, Florence, Alabama-based producer of commercial vinyl flooring. And I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.